don't know if y'all ready for what we're about to go into. Someone said, bring it. Let me read you the Passion Translation. Man, if you don't have the Passion Translation yet, add it to your, it's called the Passion Translation. Woo! Go online, go to Amazon and get it. You know what? Ooh, it rocks. Now, I just read you the King James, the Holy Bible version. Let me read you the Passion Translation of Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Living within you, not visiting us at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Living, abiding, dwelling in this tabernacle. Can I really mess up your theology? Most folk are preaching trying to go get to a mansion when you are already his mansion. It's the Greek word mone. You're already the tabernacle, the mansion that God dwells. There's an eternal one, but there is one now that he lives in and dwells in and wants to reveal himself through. So then we sing songs like this. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. So we don't rejoice now. We don't have victory now. Come on, somebody. He said, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. That's Passion Translation. Ooh, that's some good stuff. All right, y'all ready for this morning? Y'all want to know why I brought this car up here? I saw as soon as I held them up, all them kids on that front row. Like, go to the Gospel of Matthew. Here we go. You ready, Jackson? Put your seatbelt on, brother.